Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. This segment, we focus on the entertainment part of our show. We're going to be doing some signal boosting for some of our favorite places, and that is how we survive in the podcasting world, by promoting each other, because honestly, none of us independent podcasters and radio show people have any money.
We're all very poor.
Very, very poor people. So it's all a labor of love for us. So we do survive this way and in our community by signal boosting each other. And the first thing I want to talk about is one of my favorite places to go, and that is State Zero Headphone Bleeds on 365 Radio with Mick Collins. And I have Mick with me today. Hi, Mick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And oddly enough, it's my favorite place to go, too.
I bet it is. So tell me a little bit about Headphone Bleeds.
Well, the Headphone Bleed is just, it started as an excuse for me to play music I like on the internet, and it's actually kind of turned into something I care about and I want to do more with. And it's just, it's a music show. I like to play pretty much whatever. And then, of course, anyone can request or bring ideas in. And then in between songs, I talk a little bit, tell some bad jokes, and do, you know, weird stuff.
Oh, I love bad jokes. They're very funny.
I'm glad someone thinks they're funny.
I do think they're funny. 365, Headphone Bleed airs on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Central Time. Mm-hmm. And you play just an assemblage of all kinds of music, rock, industrial, blues, jazz, whatever the hell you want to play, basically,
pretty
right?
Much, yeah, whatever I'm feeling that night.
Yeah, you just did Grunge Night, which was really fun for me. I really enjoyed that quite a bit.
I like doing those sort of things. It's one of those deals where someone actually suggested, hey, you know, play some grunge. I'm like, all right, let's make a whole night of it. And it's always fun to do things like that where you kind of have a theme and you kind of stick to one deal and just go with it. Especially if someone suggests it, because then it's, you know, it's even more fun because I wouldn't have thought of it. Someone else did.
Yeah, we could call in and suggest songs, too, if we want. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Or not call in, but write in.
Yeah, I'm not that tech savvy. I haven't figured out how to call people in the show yet. I'll get there someday.
Yeah, we will too. We're hoping. We're crossing our fingers on that one. That'd be fun to have a call-in show.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it really would. See, I'm 57 years old, so some of the music is unfamiliar to me, and some of it is very familiar to me and was not played long enough for me. And I enjoy listening to both because I'm exposed to some of the great stuff I missed. And I get to hear some of the stuff I don't get to hear anymore.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it. So you just, don't you just... So you're pretty multi-talented. It's not just DJing that you have a passion for. You're also a writer, Mick.
Yes, I am. Just published my first novel.
I know. Night Shall Overcome just came out. And I'm no spoilers on this because that's part of the fun of the book so far is learning about everybody. But our main character, I have just learned their principal mode of transportation. That's how far I've gotten.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So no spoilers on anything else. And like I said, not everything we talk about is a bisexual themed thing on here, but this is just a fun book. Can you just give me basically what kind of genre and maybe your publisher?
It's technically like horror, urban fantasy. I always consider it just a detective story with monsters. But it's published by Black Bedsheet Books. And I know he's got a bunch of other really, really good authors coming out too. So I'm always supporting Nick because for a publisher, he's a hell of a guy. So, and I'm really lucky that he took a chance on my book.
Yeah, I want to always support those publishers that are out there just, you know, probably living off of shoestrings themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And really promoting all of our independent writers and everyone. So yay to Black Sheep Books. And also the book is very reasonably priced, by the way, everybody. I used it off my Kindle, but yeah. So hey, you can find that information on Mick's WordPress website. It's Michael R. Collins, WordPress.com. You can find all your information on the book there. And you can also get all the past airings of State Zero Headphone Bleed off of there. And that's great. So you can listen to it live on Saturday night, or you can catch up with it. So that's fantastic.
One-stop shopping.
Right. One-stop shopping. So you mentioned on your website that you have maybe a new book in the works.
Yeah, I have a couple of them I'm working on, but one in particular that is kind of surged forth, and I think it's going to probably wind up being my second novel. And it's definitely more serious. It's about two teenagers who've been ostracized from their family in a small, kind of smallish community, religious community, and they're both not straight, and they have to kind of survive and deal with that and each other. It's a little more serious book. It's taken a little more than just me writing weird stuff, but it's fun.
Well,
I like the challenge.
Yeah, well, take your time with that, because writing is a process,
totally.
But we'll look forward to that, because, of course, you know, one of the characters may be near and dear to our hearts, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being bisexual, which
exactly.
I think we really need more stories about our youth and what they go through, and I do like the idea that it's possibly not going to be quite as downbeat as some of the what's out there right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a serious book, but I'm really trying to avoid a lot of the kind of cliches that tend to go with this sort of story, just because I want to do something a little different, or actually, I guess, a little more realistic, if at all possible.
Yeah, you know, show that, you know, it's not always, you know, gloom and doom, and it doesn't always turn out so horrible. I mean, there's a lot of pitfalls into coming out,
oh, sure.
or, you know, any of that kind of situation.
Sure, sure.
So.
And of course, there is tragedy, but, you know, that's life, too. I mean, we have to deal with the good and the bad.
That's reality. Yeah, that is, and we need that. We need the reality. we do need reality once in a while, you guys.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah. Anything else going on you'd like to talk about?
That's really kind of about it. Those are really about the only two things I got going on right now.
Yeah, I like what you did with the website. I've given a whole page over to St. Zero was a good idea.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do that for a while. I just needed to take the time to find the right format.
Awesome. So a couple more podcasts we're going to talk about because, hey, they've been supporting me and I'm going to support them because I like them. Of course, I always plug out my DexterCast because they are fantastic. Bob was such a huge help in getting me started on this podcasting. And that DexterCast has only got two more episodes before they're done.
Uh-oh.
But if you have never watched Dexter, this is a Dexter first-time watch show, you know, go back and listen. And they're a great companion for it. Because I was really hesitant to watch the show because, hey, you know, it's about a serial killer, but they made it just really enjoyable. So, I, you know, give them a listen. And, of course, the Slayerettes, because Amy is my friend and my buddy. Amy and Emmy do a Buffy rewatch, and they pretty much pick it apart and sometimes put it back together, and it's always a lot of fun. And we have hope Amy will be on with us next month, so, hey, give them a listen. And then, of course, we're going to talk about Nutty Bites because she's been great with me and helping me to get this podcast figured out a little bit better. And she covers just about anything. You know, she's actually on a whole bunch of different shows and runs off of a place that we are maybe going on ourselves. And, you know, so go listen to Nutty Bites, you know, Debate What's Awesome, and the Epic Podcast, because they promote us, too, and they're fantastic. And that is just, you know, get your Nerdify on there. Anything that you want to talk about that's nerdy, do it. And that's at geekloo.com, which is where Nutty is, too. And that's with Mark Calvert. And they just cover a whole wide range of topics, and from campy television to cutting-edge technology. So they're great.
I'll have to check that out. I've come across the Geekbo podcast, but I haven't taken the time to actually listen to it yet.
It's so hard. Well, for me, it's so hard to listen to everything, you know, but I try. I give it a shot. I've been able to catch a couple of them, and I really enjoyed it.
Usually at work or my old job, I could listen to things while I work, but now I switch jobs and I don't have that luxury. I'm so behind on all that.
I know, that's one of the things I like about podcasting, because you can just take it with you if you have the time.
Yeah.
A lot of people I know just use it on the bus to entertain themselves on the way home. So we're going to switch gears here a little bit and get off the podcasting part of the show. And you're not really a podcaster. You're actually a talk show host.
Yeah, kind of.
Not talk show. Oh, not a host. You are actually a radio host.
Yeah, a broadcaster, I guess. I don't know.
Broadcaster. Well, it's the same thing, just a little different.
Potato, potato, I guess.
Potato, potato. Now I'm hungry. And then we're just going to give a couple of shouts out to my friend Sam Saturday, and he is at Twitter at Sam-Saturday. What can I say? Sam is delightful. He recently sent me his little comic book, Death Store, and now I know all about the Care and Feeding of Demons in Love. Check out his website. He's very busy. He's also working on a new friendship site for the queer community, and it promises to be great. That's Purple, your magical, non-binary, LGBTQIA online community. He's a cartoonist and a playwright. He's best known for his weekly adult comic strip, Load, and the comic book series, Pope and Pig. He was a contributor to the non-binary sexuality comics anthology, Anything That Loves, and he is also the author of the short play, Don't Party With My Mom. So I'm interested in reading that. I haven't read it yet.
That sounds good.
And Sam's work often explores humor and sex, and bisexuality. And he also wants everyone to know he lives a life of lower class luxury in West Hollywood with his three cats. So anybody who has three cats, hey, they're okay in my book. And now I'm going to use a little nepotism, and this comes from my cousin Leah, who is in the Chico area of California. All you hey in the San Joaquin Valley, a shout out to you, because that's where I was born. And they have a new site called Free World, and that's not Free World as W with an O. That is Free World as in, like, world around in a circle. It's a community-orientated social network site for the creative, conscious, open, fun-loving people. Not bisexually specific, but hey, of course you're in there. And it's a collection of musicians, artists, hippies, tree huggers, funksters, a lot of Burning Man fans, from what I can see, flower children, and, you know, all kinds of things. Deadhead, pagan, activists, whatever. Go over there and get your geek. I went over there couple days ago and try to make a nuisance of myself by putting stuff in, and I haven't gone back to see if any they've kicked me off yet, but I really seriously doubt that they have.
Well, it looks like a fun place.
So it's a venue for musicians, artists, and all kinds of creative people to get, you know, to sell their work, and, you know, it has dating forum and a dating venue, which is in its infancy, and it also has a forum page, so you can just, you know, say what you want to say. And you can list a lot of the events that are happening on the West Coast, so that's great too.
Cool.
They donate 5% of their profits to an environmental cause or a nonprofit organization chosen by the members each month. So that's kind of up my alley too. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Anyway, it's brand new, and it's working on creating an online community that inspires people to live creatively and cooperatively. So hey, that's up my alley too. And then, of course, we're going to talk about Queer World, guys. This is a LGBT business and network environment. It says it's LGBT friendly places, people, and services. That's not lip service. It's very inclusive to all of the letters of the alphabet, and it really strives to do that. I know Allison from the Transviolent Tracking Portal is on there. I'm on there. We have several people that are bisexual that are on there. Harry Farrell runs her site off of there. I don't know if you're familiar with Harry, but she's a writer too.
Okay.
And yeah, and she does a lot of things. She's life coach and things like that. She was just on the show.
Oh, I think I heard one of the shows that she was on.
Yeah. We like Harry quite a
bit.
So anyway, go check it out. There's all kinds of things you can do on there, too. You can create polls. You can put up your videos or your audio from your business or whatever it is, your cause or whatever you're working on. You can create a chat room where you can talk live to your customers or your other fellow cohorts who are the same mind with you. There's all kinds of things, forums, all kinds of things. I mean, it's pretty much free. You can list gigs, and I believe that there is some income that is done with that. You'd have to check that out when you get to the site. I haven't participated in with that. So everybody give that a shot. We really like Queer World. We love Jin. He's fantastic. He's a lot of help.
There you go. It also sounds like one-stop shopping.
It really does. So, you know, and these are all up-and-coming independents who are trying to just make it in this world like the rest of us. So I really like that. Oh, I do want to give a shout out to the meetup group that I just found here in Portland called Shades of Lavender. And this is, of course, a non-monosexual community that has quite a bit of social activity, and I'm excited to meet them. And I want to just say a shout out to the Transponder podcast, which I found on in my searches. And this is a couple of people that started the podcast at the beginning of their transition. And I think they have about 200 episodes under their belt. And the three episodes that I listened to were very informative. And I would encourage those in the trans community to search for the Transponder podcast and see if you agree that it's worth something worth listening to. I do want to give a shout out to our faith who got a hug from our president.
That's cool.
This week. Yeah, she was there at the signing of the new amendment to discrimination in the workplace.
Yeah.
And yeah, he gave her a hug. Yeah, yeah. She stayed right behind him. He gave her a hug afterwards. It was so exciting. We were just like, oh, we were all just like, like, yeah. And of course, keep it up, Elio. Working through the Advocate, putting out those great articles for us. We really appreciate that. And everybody, of course, who does that kind of thing for us. I have a list so long, I cannot believe how many people I want to plug. All right, I think we got everybody right now, you guys. Like I said, I'm always open to checking out your stuff and, you know, helping you get through with your things. And, you know, as we do is we signal boost each other, create bumpers. And if everybody, you know, sometimes you guys hear people that you may not be familiar with saying something like, oh, like, this is Mick Collins from Sweet Zero Bleed.
That's right.
You know, and you're listening to, those are called bumpers. That's just how we promote each other. So, you know, if you have something you want promoted and, you know, hey, we like it and you like us, you know, let me know about that. I think I just babbled just about enough there, don't you think?
Yeah, it was good. Quite the right amount of battling.
Mick, I really am enjoying your book. Thank you.
Oh, cool.
I'm really excited to see where this character goes. You know, and you know that their particular type of person, something I've always been really interested in, and I like the way you put in the detail of everyday life because that was something I was always curious too about. And I'm a little envious. I'd love to be able to just, you know, take care of my hair that way.
Yeah, right?
I really would.
Well, it's one of those deals where when I was putting her together, I'm just like, you know, everyone, I mean, even I think that would be just the most awesome thing. But what if you have it and you just hate it? And I decided to run with it and just kind of became who she was then. She's really grumpy because that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty grumpy most of the time, so.
Me too, yeah.
So I just figured, well, we'll run with that and see what happens.
Well, you know, for me, you know, you get these supernatural characters and, you know all their great deeds and all that stuff. But, you know, I think about stuff like, well, how do you deal with that in your everyday single? How do you meld the two things together and just function?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, how, what are the aggravations of that, you know? And that's really it. I like that part.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's kind of like real life, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
I mean,
well, that's,
yeah.
I do the same thing. You know, you see these people like on TV or you read about them in books. I'm like, yeah, but what happens when you go home and take your shoes off and sit on the couch? I mean,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. You know, what happens after that? You know, sometimes having a superpower is not always such a great thing. It can be quite, you know, a hindrance.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know. Thank you, Mick. I really appreciate
no problem.
You coming on with me.
Well, thanks for asking
me. A lot of fun.
Indeed.
Do you got any plans on your next show, what that's going to be about?
Not yet. I'm not sure if there's going to be one this week or not because I have to work this entire weekend.
Ooh,
so
okay.
I'm going to play around, see if I can do like a pre-recorded show and just kind of slap something together. But for my next real show, I usually don't know what I'm going to do until like when I plan it out, usually on Thursday. So we'll find out. We'll see.
Now, I'm sorry. Forgive me because I haven't checked everything out. But have you done an early punk show yet?
I have not. The closest I did was an 80s show, and I pulled a lot of the early punk, but I don't know if I played it just because I pulled a lot of stuff, and I didn't want to, like, have a five-hour show. So.
Yeah, because you could very easily.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a little bug in your ear.
No,
I'm
up for any suggestions like that. I dig. So.
Yeah, my friend John is that's kind of where he likes stuff. So, you know, he would love that.
Cool.
Well, so
I'll have to look into that then.
I'll see. And I'm sure he could give you lots of suggestions about what to play.
I'm all for it.
Thank you, Mick.
No problem. Thank
it's been
you.
Awesome. Remember, kids, what is it you always say? Don't drink and drive. Stay in school.
Oh, yeah. Stay in school, don't drink and drive, and watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
Yay! Bye, man.
See ya.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.